This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Richie's digging it.
Are you good at accents, Joe?
No.
Horrible.
We know he's not.
They're almost like my brain is almost hearing the accent. It just doesn't even penetrate. And I'm so bad at it.
No.
It's embarrassing.
Not me. Good morning to you. So, Phil's two today, 105, as Rhea said, and 645. Interesting that the swappage of pitchers. It would have been Wheeler last night with the first guy up to have a shot at plunking a Brave. In this case, it actually turns into Chris Sanchez, who gets the first start today.
Does it make it less likely that Christopher Sanchez is pitching?
I think it might make it more likely. Ben, let's start with this. Will we get a fastball to the ribs today? A little fastball to meet ribs action. What's your prediction?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Does the day off...
Well, hold on. Let's drill down on I hope so. John goes to the wrong follow-up question.
Does the day increase the likelihood or decrease the likelihood that that's true?
I think it stays the same, status quo.
Talk to us, Ben. Preach. So yesterday, about two-thirds of people wanted to see, on our poll, about two-thirds want to see the Phils hit a Brave. About a third didn't. You clearly want to see a little something.
Yeah.
Tell us why.
Strider's not going to miss by that much, and it's just too coincidental. I hope they go about it the right way. That's the issue that I have. They have to go about the right way. They can't do it too early and make it look obvious where a guy gets kicked out or suspended for two games, three games, whatever it is, how many starts.
Pitchers usually one start, yeah. Usually.
And they can't make it obvious, and I don't want them going at somebody's neck.
Of course not.
Like hit them in the ass or in the ribs, back, whatever.
So the fourth through the sixth inning?
Depending on the score. They couldn't do it the other night because of the score.
How uncomfortable is it, Ben? So you've been in a lot of clubhouses, and back in an era when this stuff happened more often. How uncomfortable is it for a starting pitcher? Let me put it this way. Different pitchers, different personalities.
Mm-hmm.
So you got your Nolan Ryans and your Bob Gibsons on one extreme. Yeah. And then you got like the super nice guys on the I mean, I'm not saying Bob Gibson and Nolan Ryan weren't nice, but like you have the people that maybe don't live by that code kind of guy. I don't know which way Sanchez is. I don't know. I guess maybe we'll find out. How awkward can it be for a pitcher in a clubhouse in those kind of moments?
I don't think it – I mean, it depends on the pitcher, but I think in this situation it's not going to be awkward at all. You got to defend your guy. You have to defend your guy. The funniest thing for me was like when someone on the other team knew they were going to get it, they would ask me, like, is it me? And I'd be like, no, it's not you.
That's awesome. Did you ever lie?
No, I would never lie. Okay. Honesty is the best policy, Ray. My parents always told me that. But I remember a couple situations like, is it me? And they come up, and they, I mean, they would be because you don't want to get hit.
No,
you won't. I mean, it hurts.
Okay, so which guy gets hit tonight or today?
I think it depends on the situation more. I mean, everyone's saying, oh, Cunha. Yeah. Wheeler's gotten a Cunha before. And it's not by mistake.
Well, it's because when he punked him 5 years ago and he hit that home run and freaking run out of the batter's box.
Zach does it.
And you know,
such
I talked
way.
And John, you know, I talked about that extensively back then.
I've had extensive conversations with Zach about this.
Yeah.
And he has this demeanor that, you know, he's going to go get someone, but he makes it look not obvious.
Well, clearly, because I don't remember him hitting Acuña.
It's unbelievable. He smoked his ass. I mean, it was bad. Yeah, go look it up.
Well, they stopped the game, remember? Yeah. It was
I don't remember that. It was,
not at all.
And it was totally suspicion-free. Yeah.
It was, you know, it is what he finds a way, and he puts it away. He tucks it away. It might not be the next start. It might be two starts or three starts after that, but he finds a way to get it done, and he makes it look not suspicious
at all.
Well,
I'm proud of Zach Wheeler.
One other fun thing about the switch is we get Wheeler Sale tonight. It was going to be Sanchez Sale, but because of the switch, Wheeler and Sale will be the night game. So that's fun.
Wow. Yeah, it's always left up to the superstar veteran that gets to pick what game he wants to pitch. And it's also left up to the catcher as to what game he wants to catch.
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That is interesting. All right, so a lot to do here today. Phil's today and tonight, which is both today. But afternoon and night, if you catch my drift. Also, a lot of audio we'll get to shortly. Kevin Pitullo, Dallas Goedert, Cooper DeJean, more of what they said yesterday with the Eagles holding that OTA. And the biggest topic we've been discussing today is Jalen Hurts elite, yes or no? And our poll question yesterday, 73% had him as an elite top-tier quarterback, tier one quarterback, and 27% were aligned with me that, no, he's good, but he's below that. Let's go to the phones. Where do you stand? Nick in Bucks County. Nicholas, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Morning crew. How are you today?
Doing great, Nick.
All right. Jalen Hurts, unfortunately, is not elite yet. He has played at an elite level at times. You'll go through ups and downs no matter who you are. But to be elite, you have to go through more ups than downs over a period of time.
I agree with that. More consistency, is that a way to kind of frame it?
Yeah, two years in a row at least. And he's not there yet, but he's so persistent, like we talked about last week. He'll get there.
So doesn't that count for something in making him qualify for eliteness?
Yeah, I'll say,
that
Nick,
you know he will continue to work and build. I'm positive that he's going to go at this from directions that guys haven't in the past. I'm positive that he's going to view this as like this challenge of getting over the hump of when you win it, everyone seems to slack off the following year for a variety of reasons. How do we avoid that? This is his new off-season project this time around.
But that part is wired great at. Nick, I'll say he may get there. I don't say it as definitively as you did that he will get there. I don't know that. Maybe.
And I think, John, from your point, that's the reason why Patrick Mahomes is the only one that belongs in Tier 1, because he's the only one that has done it again, you know, at this point that's playing currently.
Well, Patrick Mahomes also has the massive advantage of, just imagine, our quarterback, Jalen Hurts, with Andy Reid as his coach for 2 years in a row. Just imagine 2 years in a row. Just imagine Jalen Hurts with any coach 2 years in a row, because he only had Shane Steichen for 2 years in a row. His entire career.
And that was a year and a half, really. That was a year and a half.
It was
Shane Steichen. Because they switched partway through the first year.
Yeah, the only, you're right. The only offensive coordinator play caller who was with Jalen for longer than one season.
And it took them halfway through 2021 to even realize what type of offense to run.
Yeah.
Because if you remember, Sirianni and Steichen had come from Indy, which was a very, and I thought they were very unprepared for the beginning of 2021. I just thought, and that's also when they still had Ertz, and I love Ertz, but he wasn't the blocker that Goddard is, and so I just thought they were out of sorts in that first year.
They were
in the beginning,
fitting square pegs into round holes in several positions.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Hey, Nick, you can win Phillies tickets. Who are the best fictional pair of coworkers?
I'm going with an elite pair for sure, elite. Undeniable, best bromance of all time, Dorian and Turk Scrubs.
You got it, bud. Nick, appreciate that right there. All right, speaking of Goddard, he talked yesterday about a few different things, but most of it was centered around the concept of didn't know if he'd be back or not, and he is back. Dallas Goedert obviously had an interesting offseason, to say the least. Let's listen as he talked yesterday about his mindset with the negotiation this offseason.
Was there any point in this offseason where you didn't think you would be back just because of the business of this league and how things seem to be trending?
Yeah, there was a little bit of uncertainty going into the offseason. You know, talked with my agent, talked with Howie. Yeah, there was a time where, you know, I wasn't here for the beginning OTAs. We were trying to figure out what was going to happen. And, you know, we came to the agreement of the contract I'm on. And, you know, I'm super stoked to be back here. Got a lot of love for a lot of people in this building. Got a lot of love for Philadelphia. So super glad to be back. And, you know, we got high expectations and, you know, want to help us get back to where we were last year.
Look, I think we were all happy when we found out he was staying. The next thing to check off in the list of things was, is he happy staying? And I thought, based on what we heard yesterday, he to me sounded very genuinely pleased with how it ended up. Not just that he's here, but the amount of money he's making. You know, the way he framed it, he sounded like a happy camper.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's going to be a distraction.
No, I think they're fine there.
The team.
Yeah, I think they're fine. Let's listen to more of Goddard as he continued talking about the process.
Uncertainty, were there any days that were more difficult than others just as you're going through it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there'd be times where the agent would call and he said that something's going to happen and, you know, it starts to feel real that, you know, whatever it's going to be, whether it's here or somewhere else, is a true possibility. And, you know, you just wait for that call to with your agent saying it's done. And, you know, sometimes he'd call you quick and it didn't happen, or sometimes it'd take all week. So, like I said, it was you know, there was definitely days that were filled with emotion. Just kind of sat on the couch and stared at the TV blankly, like, what's going to happen? But, you know, I'm just super excited that something's in place and, you know, my future, I can just keep looking forward.
Be interesting to know, and we don't know, those days where he was sitting on that couch waiting for that call from the agent, thinking it's going to be something that day. Was that something, a contract with the Eagles or a trade away from the Eagles? Or at times maybe both? I mean, that's a tough all season to go through, but he stays, and obviously it's good for the Eagles because he's still a very, very good player. 215-592-9494. We'll give you some of the news and notes also in the coming minutes from yesterday's OTA. A lot of information to give you, and we'll present that coming up shortly. Let's get to David right now. He's calling from Drexel Hill.
Hey,
David, good morning.
Hammer.
What's up, buddy?
You told me before that I couldn't even compare Patrick Mahomes to Jalen.
Yeah, you shouldn't. Yeah,
you laughed at me one time. Let me say this.
Laugh at you again.
Take the elite quarterbacks, right? Mm-hmm. How many of the elite quarterbacks have less interceptions than Jalen? Maybe one of them.
Well, he doesn't throw the ball as much as most other, you know, quality quarterbacks.
Seasons ago, he did. You acting like he never threw the ball before.
Well, I'm not saying that, but he
had a record. Did AJ set a record with Jalen passing?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, 2 years ago, AJ was on fire in the first half of the year. There's no question.
How many other elite quarterbacks set a record with their receivers?
Well, what record are we talking?
AJ said his.
Well, I mean, okay. a lot of people have done
that.
Let
me ask you this, Hammer.
Yeah, sure.
How many of those elite quarterbacks? It's only three players in the entire football league that has more running touchdowns than Jalen.
That part he is truly elite at. There is no question about that. That's probably his best thing.
Oh, wait a minute. Well, hold on. Mm-hmm. How many of the elite quarterbacks or quarterbacks of all time has, in their first 4 years, ran for over 3,000 yards?
I don't know. Is he the only one?
You know the Hammer. You always pass your
show. Well, I don't
show.
Know. I'd have to look it up. I imagine Lamar might have done it. Vic might have done it. But Vic was not elite. Vic was good. Vic was not elite. He was not good enough.
Hammer,
go ahead.
Remember you said, again, when we compare, you never admit that Andy Reid has a good team. You always try to act like it's only Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, that's not true.
Here's my proof.
That's not true.
Here's my proof why it's not Patrick Mahomes only.
What?
Because the team plays so good that in the last minute of the game, they only need one score. That meant y'all must have been playing pretty good. If you held a team to one score, we could win the Super Bowl.
Well, here's what I'll say, David. I think the Chiefs' roster, if that's what you mean by team, I think their roster, other than Mahomes, is generally pretty darn good. But I think it paled in comparison this year to the Eagles roster. I mean, the Eagles' other 52, if you will, the other 52, that was unbelievable. I mean, in my opinion, and David, people may disagree with this, but in my opinion, the Eagles last year clearly had the number one defense, clearly had the number one running back, clearly had the number one offensive line. The only thing that's even remotely debatable is would you take the Eagles' two wide receivers or the Bengals' two wide receivers? I mean, they might have been 1-1-1-1 with those, and then the only thing left is Goddard, who I think most of us would say is a top 5 to 7 tight end. So, like, that's a big advantage for Jalen Hurts.
Before you let me go, Hammer, because
sure, sure.
Last year you were saying Jalen wouldn't even be the quarterback after the next season.
After 25. I did predict that he would be gone after 25, yes.
Goddard. When Goddard was out hurt, did the team lose a game? No.
Yeah, I don't remember, but I know
they didn't lose a beat. But here's the showstopper,
okay,
Hammer,
okay,
that when the two of them played each other in the championship game,
yep,
both, even the one we lost, I seen Jalen play better. I seen Jalen play better than him in this game, and you look at me and tell me I can't say, well, I like Jalen better than him.
Yeah, but here's what, but David, how old are you, David?
66.
All right, so let's talk Phil Simms and John Elway for a moment. Phil Simms won the Super Bowl MVP and played better in 1986 in that game than John Elway. Doesn't mean Phil Simms was better than John Elway. It means Lawrence Taylor coming after John Elway complicated John Elway's life.
Like, it's called team.
No, well, that's my point. I mean,
Jalen's case is individual play because no one's running like him. No one's passing like him. No one's making the team strive like him and Hammer and Coleman.
No one's leading the rest of the NFL in a new direction, which is run heavy.
Well, a couple guys
Jalen,
are, but he's
the RPO, he's up the there ride and decide, yeah. his decision making.
It's excellent.
Closing, Hammer, let me
yes,
ask
sir.
You this.
Yes, sir.
Tell me another quarterback through the history of football that in their first 4 years playing, they have done what Jalen Hurts have done. And let me give you my duel.
Yeah, give me your fictional pair of coworkers.
My wife plucked me in the head and said, that's enough. It's Batman and Robin.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah,
all right.
Mean,
so are they coworkers?
I think so. Yeah, in a roundabout way.
When I was driving in today and you posed the question, they were the first duo I thought
of. Okay.
100%.
I would say they're more duo than coworkers, but I think it counts.
Did you think dynamic duo when you thought that duo? It does feel like when you think Batman and Robin, you get some, I don't know.
They're definitely coworkers.
Well, let me ask this question, Ben. To be coworkers, you have to have a job. What's the job?
They fight crime.
Yeah, crime fighter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Crime fighting duo.
How much do we have
tandem.
To ding it for Robin being super lame, though? You know,
he is lame.
Right? I mean, if we're talking about a duo here, you're going to weigh both ends of the duo.
And what was the guy's question at the end? Who's done what Jalen's done in the first 5 years?
First 4 years,
It's five. He's been in 5 years. So Mahomes.
Holy he's cow. Only started for four.
No, I understand. Yeah, he started four.
But he's only 26. He's kind of in his prime.
Mahomes would have been an example of, you know, excellence early.
You know,
Montana won a Super Bowl in year three.
I mean, Brady.
Flacco had a good start. Brady had a great start.
If Robin were allowed to wear tights under his Speedo, he would look way cooler. Like Batman, think about it. He's got
sure about
bare
that.
Legs.
Does he have bare legs?
I'm
only
pretty
in the TV
sure.
show,
pretty
not
sure.
in the
Go
movie,
back.
Though. Not in the Chris O'Donnell didn't.
Well,
in the TV show. Yeah.
No. I don't think.
I don't know what
Chris
to say
O'Donnell.
About all that.
But I think on the show with, you know, the
Adam
boom,
West,
pow,
yeah.
smash. Yeah, Adam West. I think that Robin was bare leg with a Speedo, and then Batman had the tights, which automatically make you so much cooler. What a disadvantage for Robin to be the bare leg.
Yeah, it's not good. That's not good. Unless you look like me or
no
Cooper
one can
DeGene.
Make that cool.
Well, me and
that's
Cooper
right.
DeGene
yeah,
can
Joe.
Pull it off.
That's true.
Maybe
Great
not
point.
Even you, Joe.
Cooper DeGene.
Can you imagine Joe
even.
In the Speedo with no?
Let's find out from Ben Davis, who personally knows JT.
Someone on Twitter could maybe put Joe's head on that. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, well, come on. Ben, better looking guy, Cooper DeGene or JT Realcuto? Who is it? You know JT, you don't know Coop. Who's a better looking guy?
They're both.
I think that's a
bit of a JT's almost old enough to be his dad. JT's like 13 years older.
That's what Amy calls JT. JT.
I hear that a lot. I would say I
Joe
hear
using
more
the
talk
teeny
about
bopper
JT.
Vernacular.
I hear more talk about JT than Cooper.
You know, who's another very, very underrated, good-looking guy. That's Saquon Barkley. Fine looking fellow.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts, incredibly handsome guy.
I go Saquon over Jalen.
No, that's crazy.
Jalen Hurts is very good looking. Yeah.
Twitter poll, who's better looking?
Who's better looking?
Let's get actually to our
real Twitter polls. Yeah.
Our real Twitter poll questions of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevy, your Corvette headquarters. Have you dreamt about owning a Corvette? Now is the time. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. All right, two different poll questions. The first, Ranger Suarez. Will he be a Philly next season? A yes, B no. Hard to imagine for me that he is. What a shame. Love the guy. I just don't know how you really do it because they got so many starting pitchers. But do you think Ranger will be a Philly next season? Yes or no? Second poll question: which is better, the Office Space or The Office? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let's listen to Kevin Petullo. He is, of course, the new Eagles offensive coordinator. Talked about a few different things yesterday, including what the offense will look like this year as he takes over. Let's listen to what he said.
How different will offense be this year?
Well, I mean, as far as different, you know, we go through the process at the end of each year of examining what we do well, what we need to improve upon, and then really any trends or anything we see that we can add to it. So I think really when you say different, I think it's going to be like, what do our players do best, like it's been? And then from there, we just expand upon it. Hey, we're really good at this. Let's bring this to the table and try this and see where we can take it. And I think really when you look at just our staff as a whole, you know, we've added some new coaches. So they bring some other layers to it too, and the knowledge of what they have from their background. So I think as we go forward, as we build this thing together as a staff, you know, you'll see some new wrinkles here and there, but more so it's just kind of building on what our players do best.
All right, first off, I swear to God, I think any new offense coordinator 100% of the time in that answer, because they're all asked that type of question, always says new wrinkles. Every offensive coordinator that takes over a gig says new wrinkles. So fortunately, I don't think they have to change much because now I want to see Jalen play better in the passing game, but I think the basic structure is largely going to be what it was, which is run the ball a ton. Run the ball. Now, Ben, where do you – so we're all weighing in on Jalen today. Mm-hmm. Let's bring this back to Jalen. In your opinion, tier one elite or tier two?
Well, Lamar's in tier one. I think Jalen's better than Lamar. So I would say
I agree.
He's tier Boom. One.
That's a great
and that's
way
a
to
move
put
for
it.
You. You weren't there until the end of the
there.
Season.
I'm not all in on Lamar. So I think Jalen's better than Lamar.
Okay. Do you think you both belong in tier one? Meaning I just want to make sure you're not basing your answer on Pro Football Focus says Lamar's tier one. Are you saying both should be tier two or both should be tier one? Or Jalen's tier one and Lamar's tier two?
That's a good question.
It was actually three different questions.
Yeah, I think Lamar. I think Lamar and Jalen are tier two.
Okay, so that's okay. So we got there.
Joe, yeah. Do you find it odd? Like
that's
me,
another proof of me being a great lawyer. I mean, see how we just changed his answer in 30 seconds.
Yeah,
you got to ask the right questions at the right time. Ray, I'm sorry.
It,
go ahead.
Why is it? You know, whenever I think of stuff, love lists, yeah. I go top five, top ten.
Yep.
But this is top four.
Well, because like you don't always have five in the top group.
But, you know, to me, I would be completely comfortable if top five was tier one.
You could.
And I could put all of them in there. But I also would put him in front of Lamar.
But here's what I'd say as a retort. I think there were plenty of years, and we could figure out which years, but let's just pick like a 2010. I think
like
there
two.
Are plenty of years you would have like Brady and Manning for sure. Rodgers, once he developed into that, and then maybe Breeze, and like, that's it. Four. Now, then you would debate Roethlisberger and Russell Wilson. There were years, 5 years before that. Donovan, yes or no? Like, the question is, in a moment like that, would you have Donovan in 03 in the same tier as Brady and Manning?
Yeah, that's...
I mean, you can make the case in 03, it's Brady and Manning, that's it.
That's it. And Donovan would have been there.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. I think it depends on, you know, what era we're talking, which quarterbacks are. Yeah. That's the way I say it.
I do think that it needs to be Mahomes, as he's a separate entity.
I have no problem with that, Ben.
He's his own... Ridiculous, one of the best quarterbacks ever. And then there's everybody else.
I agree with that.
And I do agree with John. Like
Jalen outplayed him.
If Jalen were to
the
have...
The last two times they faced each other in the Super Bowl.
His freaking defense outplayed Mahomes in this one, okay?
Like Jalen...
Well, Jalen was awesome, too.
The MVP.
He was very good.
Jalen had... I mean, had he not fumbled that ball, holy cow...
But the defense was the main thing.
The defense
your point.
Was the main thing yeah. in the Super Bowl.
No, now, Jalen also played amazingly.
He did play
you
great.
Cannot discount that.
He did play great. He didn't play as great as a defense.
And offense goes as he goes. And this past year, the worry was, oh no, we've got Jason Kelce. He's gone. How in the world are we going to do pass protections? And Jalen, with all this on his plate, how's he going to function? Well, he just functioned better than ever. He just functioned, the offense functioned better.
No, I disagree with that. 2022, they were a better offense.
Okay.
Saquon and was here
again,
and better.
That
but...
was the 1 year that he had Shane Steichen for the second year in a row. The one time.
But I think it's when he was best.
In his entire career, he had the same coach calling the plays 2 years, not even 2 years. It was like a year and a half in a row. It was 2022. That was the best Jalen we've ever seen. I just can't wait to see what it looks like when Jalen gets into a groove with a play caller. I hope we get to see that. Because, again, that is the biggest hole in the resume for Nick Sirianni and the part that troubles me. I mean, man, he can prove himself again and again over and over, and he keeps growing and improving as a coach, and we see that. But the one part he can't fix is that we're going to have – a new play caller in many cases,
seasons.
Yeah. We're going to have to figure out a way to function with the new play caller.
Yeah, and that's right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.